Hello, hello. It is 8:24 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
Yes, and we are not alone in the studio. We are here with Pieces of Molly, Ewan and Sam. Thanks for coming to the studio today.
Yeah, man.
Gosh, that was a... I just said that so quickly. It was like a ripping a Beyblade. But yes, great to have you guys in the studio this morning. And thank you for coming in.
No worries, bro. No worries.
First things first, I guess, tell us how you started and like the formation of Pieces of Molly.
Yeah, bringing it way back.
Yeah, yeah, man. I started it with Doug, the bass player, in sort of roughly 2011.
Yeah.
And then we just mucked around for ages, and I moved overseas and then came back, and then this lineup, well, Sam joined in like 2013.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
2013.
Yeah. And
cool.
Then,
nice.
Yeah, Kurt, the drummer, joined almost four years ago.
Yeah, it's almost 4 years.
Three or four.
Cool.
Four, yeah. And then, yeah, so last 4 years-ish has been like the solid lineup and going for it. So yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like you said, you've been going since, you know, 2011. 2012 was that first EP drop.
Yep.
Now we're in 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
What have been some of the highlights of the journey so far?
Oh, heaps, man. We opening for the Datsuns. That was a massive highlight.
Yeah, touring Australian tours would be fun.
Yeah, nice. A couple Australian tours.
Releasing singles and that, like, that's been pretty good. We've been doing some recording over the last few years up at the lab up in Auckland.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's been good. So, yeah, just kind of trying to keep that momentum going, eh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What were some, I guess, musical inspirations when you guys first started, and what are some bands that you guys are kind of listening to a lot at the moment?
yeah, it's like classics when we started, just, and still is, like Black Sabbath and Zeppelin and The Who and Motorhead and whatnot. And,
awesome.
And then now there'd be like, I mean, All Them Witches is a big one.
Yeah, we will always talk about them, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, there's lots of the Datsuns. There's so much now. And there's so much cool new music always coming out as well. You
totally.
Just lose track of it.
But yeah, definitely.
Heaps, man. You got
that's it. Like, I suppose I've always been like inspired by like Hendrix and stuff like that as well, you know? Yeah. Like, so it's just the classic. Sabbath is definitely one of my biggest influences for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
And what ways over time, because we interview so many people from the alternative music scene, or the ones that just, I guess, don't play on the edge or ZM. but how do you remain relevant and continually innovating in your music when there are so many artists out there?
Yeah, I don't think we give a shit about remaining relevant, to be honest.
Nice.
So we just play, like, you know, we started when, you know, growing up and whatnot, you just like guitar riffs, and at the end of the day, it all comes back to just wanting to play what makes you feel good.
Yeah, what we want to listen to is what we play a lot of the time, mate.
Yeah, awesome. I feel like that's the way to go. You just, if you can tell when a musical artist is like, this isn't really their style, you know, but they kind of have been pushed into it.
Totally. And we've seen, you know, you see that a lot with bands. Even some bands you might like, you know, they start off sick and then they sort of change, and you're like, oh, you're doing that because, you know, you have to, or someone's making you do it. But
never really what you want.
Yeah.
What are your guys' plans for 2021? It's obviously early in the year, lots to go ahead, but is there Pieces of Molly news that we should be excited about?
Yeah, we're heading into the studio next week.
Awesome.
To start on a couple singles. I mean, the goal is an album, but just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
You know, money and whatnot. And we've got another Australian tour that's penciled in, right? But you know, at the moment, you can't really solidify anything.
Yes. Yeah.
We got the postponed Beast Wars gig at Isaac Theatre.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty dope.
I wrote the RDU ad for that one.
Oh, right.
And then I saw it got postponed. I was like, dang it, man, I did all of this.
That's a highlight, actually, when we got that. We've played with them a few times over the last couple of years since they got back together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got that gig, it was like far out, like Beast Wars for a start, Isaac Theatre Royal was like a massive.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Cool venue, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
One thing that is in your future is the Duck Brew Skate Festival.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I mean, hello. we talked with Liam last week, and it is sure to be a fantastic event. What can we expect?
Lots of riffs, lots of skating.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Good beer.
Yeah, good beer from Two Thumb Brewery.
It is good beer, can confirm.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Too drunk on that Monday show. Like. Yeah. Indeed.
Lots of DJs as well. I think there's like quite a lot of DJs.
Yeah. It's going to be a real, just a real fun action packed day, really, I think. Like,
yeah.
You know, so there's quite a few comps, I think. Like there's the Grimes, the Adult Women's, Adult Men's.
Yeah.
And then there's DJs throughout the day. Wanakino's playing as well.
Yep.
Yes.
I think we're kicking off at about 7:30 or something like that.
I think, 7:38. Yeah.
Cool.
It'll be quite cool. It'll be a real fun day, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Awesome. Very nice. What I guess, is there any other artists in particular playing at Duck Brew that you guys are excited to hear?
Yeah,
besides yourself.
The DJs are going like all day. ET, Formatix, Infectious, Bambi, the most known unknown, like spoiler for choice.
Yeah. Actually, you asked for choice. So, yeah.
We're just keen to get there, you know, and check them all out, man. Like,
awesome.
We haven't. It's the first time we played a skate festival.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I want to see some skaters as well.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's some pretty heavy duty like New Zealand
pros. He was saying last week that they're getting some of the like top skaters in New Zealand down. Mm. Yeah, so which is real cool.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. Firstly, Duck Brew Skate Festival, Two Thumb Brewery, 352 Manchester Street. That's on Saturday from 12 to 11. So let's make a day out of it. Thank you, Sam and Yul, for coming into the studio today.
Thanks, man.
Peace
Thanks
of mind.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Working.